All right, Chris.
Yep. Get Chris's forecast 24/7 at KRDO.com. You know, we really got to move these computers.
So that we can see each other.
Exactly.
I mean, we really, I mean, before, maybe they really didn't like each other. Well, we won't say that.
Yeah.
We know them. They liked each other.
Sometimes. All right. 6:37 right now on KRDO's Morning News. Great news for all of us this week is the CDC has released its long-awaited guidance for Americans who have received the full doses of the COVID-19 vaccine and what those guidance say people can do after being vaccinated. Joining us now on the KRDO Newsline is Dr. Simone Wilds, an infectious disease physician out of South Shore Medical out of Weymouth, Massachusetts. And doctor, what can people who have been inoculated do now according to the CDC?
Good morning, Andrew. There are a few things they can do, which I'm sure everyone is really excited about. They can get together with other fully vaccinated individuals indoors without a mask and without social distancing, so that's great news. Also, you can get together with unvaccinated individuals from a single household, right, who you know that are low risk. You can get together with that group without mask or without having to do physical distancing. But I want to just add that you have to make sure that they're low risk, right? Because that's really something that we need to point out, that you know there's not a lot of underlying conditions. If they're high risk, then we revert back to what we've been doing in the past.
So we have been seeing lower numbers still in here in our county, El Paso County, in the triple digits for new cases daily. But it feels like some of the very drastic numbers that we were seeing of cases have subsided. Does that lull people into thinking they don't need to be following these guidelines?
Shannon, absolutely. Whenever people see the numbers are going down, they drop their guard and they revert to usual habits, which is, you know, avoiding the mask and not socially distancing. And of course, they get together in large crowds, groups, which we absolutely do not want at this time, not until we get cases under much better control and many more individuals vaccinated.
And when it comes to wearing masks, are we still saying that one surgical mask is enough? Or I've heard people talking about double masking up.
You know, there has been quite a bit of talk of double masking. And, you know, there's no clear guidelines that you absolutely have to do it. I think the important thing is that you have a well-fitted mask. That is important. If you are going to be in certain environments where you think there is going to be a lot of exposure and a high risk for you to contract the virus and you want to wear a double mask, there's no one that's going to say no. Just make sure you can breathe properly when you have both masks on.
And again, wearing it fully over the nose and the mouth, not just the mouth, right?
Yes, well fitted, covering the nose and the mouth, not, you know, we've seen a number of different variations of the theme, which is absolutely not correct. We want it well-fitted over those areas, in particular nose and mouth.
Exactly. We don't want a chin diaper situation. And Dr. Wilds, we know the spring break is coming up for many across the country. And what advice do you have for those who might be feeling that itch and have some extra time on their hand for a week or so?
I can't tell you that, you know, I'm going to get back on my soapbox and say, you know, we are still in the midst of COVID. I want you to continue to follow all the public health measures. So we're not encouraging people to get on a plane and travel to and from. We want you to just continue to do what you're doing, just stay within your small group or cohort, wear your mask, avoid the large gatherings in the clubs, in the restaurants, just really continue what we're doing until we get out of this. There is end in sight, but not there yet.
All right, Dr. Simone Wilds, an infectious disease physician out of South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts. Thanks so much for joining us, keeping us safe, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, take care, be safe.
You as well.